off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on Hump Day Wednesday, October 1st edition of the show. This segment brought to you by MAGA Water, John Davis, Jamie Davis over there in Sheboygan, 1406 Mackinac Avenue. Tomorrow afternoon, John and I have an appointment. I'm going to be there filling up our 7-gallon jugs with MAGA water. If you guys want to get your jugs and come join me, they will be open. Absolutely will be open. So you can give John a call if you'd like to confirm a time, perhaps. I'm going to pull up his phone number right here and give it to you guys. It is 231-818-9700. Again, 231-818-9700. Again, located at 1406 Mackinac Avenue, Sheboygan, Michigan. Their website, magawater.com. If you'd like me to text you that information, just text me MW. I have that screenshot stored in my phone. Magawater, just text me MW, and I'll send you the screenshot. You can give John a call, 231-818-9700, and say, hey, I'm going to come meet with Trucker Randy tomorrow afternoon and fill up my jugs. Or if you don't have the jugs yet, John and Jamie can sell them to you. You get to purchase the water at a wholesale price of $1 per gallon. Our jugs, the big heavy 56 pounders, 7 gallons, I get them filled up for $7. 11 of those bad boys in the back of the Yukon, $77, lasts us basically about two and a half months. So text me and I'll send you the information. You can meet me over there tomorrow afternoon. Michigan's state psychiatric hospital's complaint department gets a failing audit. Public comments of abuse, neglect, and death against the four state psychiatric hospitals were not being scrutinized quickly, and review of documentation by officials was slow, according to an Auditor General's report. In 30% of the cases, the Office of Recipient Rights, which was set up to protect the constitutional and statutory rights of those in psychiatric hospitals, were taking longer than the 24 hours from getting to from the complaint stage to the investigation stage. The average time between complaints and investigations are ranging now anywhere from 2 to 12 days. Senator Michael Weber, Republican in Rochester, said, "The more we learn about Michigan's inpatient psychiatric care, the worse it gets." Today, the state auditor confirms what patients and parents have been telling me repeatedly since I requested this office, requested this audit from my office in July of 2023. It is very clear that the Office of Recipient Rights under this Michigan Department of Health and Human Services leadership is failing to protect our most vulnerable people seeking mental health care, said Weber. The Office of the Auditor General's report also found more than 10% of sampled complaints lacked a date stamp. So we don't even know exactly when the complaint was filed. Video surveillance, video cameras, and audio recording capabilities at the five state psychiatric hospitals were either missing or not working. Over 40% of the investigations that were reviewed, video and or audio evidence could have helped facilitate and also further the investigation conclusions. The report also said that the ORR did not monitor any of the state's psychiatric hospital incident reports. By not reviewing the incident reports, that could have led to undetected or unreported rights violations. Also, they found out that more than 50% of complaints were taking anywhere from 2 to 53 days to evaluate. And on average, it was 9 days. Again, the ORR, the Office of Recipient Rights, said that part of the issue is when the complaints are counted as having been collected, the complaint sometimes sits there in order before a investigation is even started. But with it not being time-stamped as to when it was dropped off, they don't even know how long the file was sitting there. This is unbelievable. You get a written complaint. You timestamp it. You put a date and time on it as to when you got it. Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. Now, let's talk about the investigations. This is an interesting part of the story. Investigations themselves were not completed in a timely manner. Surprise, surprise. Listen to these times. The report showed that investigations had took between 98 and 14 months long to complete the investigation. The overall average for the investigations was just short of 6 months. Per state law, per state rules, investigations are required to be completed no later than 90 days after receiving the complaint. So I guess a little trick is don't timestamp it. They'll never know when we got this complaint. Unbelievable. Senator Weber requested the audit after hearing tragic accounts from past patients and families with loved ones in the care of the former Hawthorne Center. He has also introduced legislation to strengthen patient rights and oversight at the state psychiatric hospitals and to push for legislative hearings. We have a EAS alert happening on the station. I'll continue talking. In October of 2024, the Department of Health and Human Services agreed to pay $13 million in a settlement to 12 patients and employees traumatized during a poorly executed active shooter drill at the former Hawthorne Center back in December of 2022. In February of 2024, a mother filed a $100 million lawsuit over the beating of her 10-year-old child while he was a patient at the Walter Reuther Psychiatric Hospital. Now, one thing you guys have to understand, these psychiatric hospitals all fall under the jurisdiction of the Department of Health and Human Services. Elizabeth Hertel is the director. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Don't timestamp the complaint when you get it. And it could take up to 14 months for an investigation to be completed. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. But the report came out yesterday and Senator Weber says it's time for some major changes. Major changes need to happen. I'm going to start this story right now. Won't get through it, but we might be able to wrap it up before the end of the hour. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's office, is still weighing whether it will appeal the district court's dismissal of criminal charges against the 2020 Republican electors. Ingham County District Judge Kristen Simmons dismissed all the charges on September 9th, saying that the Attorney General's office had not established the low bar of probable cause to bind over the electors to a trial accused based on charges, including forgery. Well, the AG's office had 21 days, basically until yesterday, to file a claim of appeal. But the AG spokesperson told MERS News Service yesterday that it needs more than 21 days to carefully consider whether to appeal Simmons' decision. Spokesperson Danny Wimmer said, "We have filed a demand for the transcript of September 9th hearing where the district court gave the reasons for its decisions." Guess what, guys? 21 days expired at midnight last night. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Financing in Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. With regards to Attorney General Dana Nessel wanting a transcript from the September 9th hearing to determine whether or not they're going to appeal that judge's decision regarding the 2020 Republican electors. Spokesperson Wimmer said for the Attorney General, since the district court did not provide a written order explaining the reasons for its decisions, the transcript of the ruling is the sole official record of the reasons for the district court's decision. We have not received this record. Because we require the official record and additional time to consider whether to appeal, we are not filing a claim of appeal from the district court's order. However, once we have the transcript of the district court's ruling, we will then decide whether to file for an application or leave challenging the district court's failure to bind over the false slate. Filing an application for a leave is essentially asking permission to appeal. 16 Donald Trump supporters who signed paperwork saying the Republican presidential candidate did in fact win Michigan's 2020 election were charged with 8 counts, including conspiracy to commit forgery, uttering and publishing, and many others. Judge Simmons held a preliminary examination in 3 separate groups, hearing testimony about how and why the 15 defendants came together on December 14, 2020, to sign a document declaring that they were duly elected and qualified presidential electors. Even though the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, won the state of Michigan's election. One of the defendants, James Renner, had his charges dismissed in exchange for testifying against the other Republicans. Renner repeatedly testified in 2024 that the group were told that lawmakers had the ability to accept their certificates and that the process was in fact appropriate. Got a question. Why was he given immunity when he basically testified and told them that what the 15 others said and did was exactly what he testified to. His charges were dismissed in exchange for testifying against the others. He testified exactly the way they did. Well, they told us that because of all these lawsuits and potential for recounts, we could have flipped that election based on the outcome of that forensic audit, the lawsuit right here in Antrim County, based on things that were going on in Detroit. Bill Hartman, Monica Palmer, the Republican canvassers, never signed certification of Wayne County. These Republican electors, folks, met on December 14th of 2020. Just a few weeks after the election. And during those weeks, there were all kinds of allegations of going on regarding election fraud. So, if it was determined ultimately that the election was wrought with fraud and was going to be overturned, what they did signing those Republican certificates was 100% their responsibility. Submit an alternate slate to the Vice President, Mike Pence, for his consideration on January 6th. That's all they did. But Dana Nessel chose to weaponize her Attorney General's office against these good people. One of them, a friend of mine, John Haggard in Charlevoix County. And when the case was dismissed by this Judge Simmons that day, well, when John Haggard went to bed that night, that's the last time he was alive. He died in his sleep in the middle of the night after learning that the case was dismissed and he was done. A veteran for our country, a model citizen, constantly doing things for all kinds of organizations in Charlevoix County, his beloved Charlevoix. He died that night after hearing the case was dismissed. He probably kissed Phyllis and said, "Honey, I'm done," and died in his sleep. I contend that Dana Nessel was totally responsible for bankrupting him, forcing him to sell Haggard's Plumbing and Heating to pay his attorney fees, and caused his heart attack and death. Shame on you, Dana Nessel. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods.